Alleluia! Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia!
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, on this day, you opened the way of eternal life to every race and nation by the promised gift of your Holy Spirit. Shed abroad this gift throughout the world by the preaching of the gospel, that it may reach to the ends of the earth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, the disciples were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability.
Усі жвони сповнились Духом Святим і почали говорити іншими мовами, як їм Дух помовляти давав.
Іш лаху йочі Еспіріто Діос, ахун хне, іш очі, іх не, іш ял не, хун цо оншо, оч стіал, а та ціала, тас іш ахі, я ахун Еспіріто Санто ча.
Haki ola beu lenuis an spiris sans ha dal yet kir selin yet thel erel, del ros an spiris de da galues de geusel.
Tamen tiao dao bei, shengling, zhongman, anzhir shengling, suo ci de kuo zai, suo ci bei guo de hua lai.
Und sie wurden alle vom Heiligen Geist erfüllt und fingen an, in anderen Sprachen zu reden, wie der Geist es ihnen auszusprechen gab.
Et ils furent tous remplis du Saint-Esprit et se mirent à parler en d'autres langues, selon que l'Esprit leur donnait de s'exprimer.
kai eplestesan pontes pneumatos hagiou, kau exanto la line eteres gloses kathos to pneuma eridu apothesisai otois.
Ed esse furono tutte piene di Spirito Santo e cominciarono a parlare in altre lingue come Spirito dava loro il potere.
Y todos quedaron llenos del Espíritu Santo y comenzaron a hablar en otras lenguas según el Espíritu hacía que hablaran.
Athlanurit ui, och ar esprit glan, adicresent levari athavodai, dieter, veleroith ar esprit en roi chaferit edint.
Apiha a ela la kau. A pau I ka uahana hemolele, e ho'omaka lo ka'u e o lelo aku, me o lelo e. E liki me ka a hivi, a mai kai, uahani ia la ka'u o olelo aku.
Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed and saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
You have made for
From the letter to the Romans. All who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God, for you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is with the very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you and he will be in you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. In her reveling and riveting novella, Something Out There, the Nobel Prize-winning author from South Africa, Nadine Gordimer, describes a community of South Africans living in an upscale neighborhood on the outskirts of Johannesburg. Apartheid is still the law of the land, and racial tensions are growing. Nelson Mandela is still in prison in Robben Island. The community is gated, as are most of the homes. The place bristles with security devices, and large dogs roam the gardens of these secure compounds. But in spite of this, the residents do not sleep soundly. They awaken with a start at the sound of a dog barking, or a distant police siren, or a house alarm screaming. In short, they live in constant fear and anxiety. They are prisoners of their own search for security. And strange things were happening in that neighborhood. A lad with a new camera catches the movement of branches high in a tree and a possible form. A doctor playing golf sees a pair of eyes and a face in the bushes alongside the fairway. A haunch of venison hanging on a rack on a porch disappears. Everyone is on a high state of alert. And their fear? The other. The something threatening that seems to lurk just beyond the circle of light. And that's coupled with the fear of the rising level of activism of Black South Africans and leads them to assume something menacing is out there. This consuming fear is only partially assuaged when the police shoot and kill an ordinary baboon that is native to the area and has wandered by accident into a neighborhood and created no stress and no threat. This story illustrates dramatically how much the fear of the other may take over the lives of people, even today. In these times, many of us are anxious about the future. The fear of the unknown is out there. The other seems all the more ominous. Pentecost is all about the other, is all about the something out there. The story of the folks who migrated into the plain of Sharnar and decided to build a city featuring a tower probably never suspected that their creator, that their efforts would infuriate God and the heavenly court. To put a stop to the project, God just didn't blast the tower with heavenly fire. God just put different languages into the mouths of the workers. The result? Supervisors couldn't understand what the architects were talking about. The brickmakers couldn't understand the contents of the bricks. And the bricklayers had no idea how the bricks were to put together to form the walls. And the whole project, like some almost local with which we are deeply familiar, just collapsed. And they called it Babel. They had entered the world of the other. And it was all about language. Observant Jews held Gentiles in contempt. They were the other. And then along came Jesus. He told stories about a Gentile Samaritan who showed mercy on an injured Jew, healed sick folks of all sorts, and forgave the sins of people from all walks of life, women and men, and goodness knows who else. What other? He seemed almost to enjoy breaking the rules. He seemed to be more comfortable with the rabble, the goyim, than with Jewish religious leaders. He proclaimed freedom to slaves and persecuted people and announced the coming of a new day. After his rising from the dead, he announced the coming of an advocate, the one who would enable his followers to continue his ministry on earth. But a funny thing, not everybody got it. Even some of his closer followers. Take Peter, for example. He was flummoxed at the last meal when Jesus shared with his disciples by the notion that one of them was going to betray him to those who were going to kill him. He bristled at Jesus' offer to wash his feet. He proclaimed his loyalty to Jesus three times and even denied even knowing him in an utterly cowardly fashion. But then something happened to Peter. As we read a couple of weeks ago, Peter had a dream. And in that dream, he saw a huge sheet let down from the heavens. And in it were all manner of critters. A voice instructed him, "Kill and eat." The problem for Peter? They were all unclean, forbidden by Jewish dietary law. They were all other. When Peter protested that he had never broken the dietary laws of his Jewish faith, the voice said, "Don't call anything unclean that I have pronounced clean." And it appears Peter finally caught on. It was 50 days after Passover, the Feast of Weeks. Jews were remembering the giving of the law to Moses on Sinai. Jerusalem was packed with Jews from all over the known world. It was the biggest crowd in the city since Passover. The place was an utter cacophony of voices, chattering excitedly in dozens and dozens of languages. But suddenly, there was utter silence, like that awful stillness that comes before the breaking of a violent thunderstorm. And then the storm broke. The wind shrieked, the trees bent violently before it. And then silence again, utter silence. And then a voice somewhere in the crowd, timid, tentative at first, and then another, and then another, and another, and another. And a mighty crescendo built until the whole place was roaring with 1,000 voices. Everyone was talking, yelling, laughing, screaming, excitedly at the same time. And then suddenly, again, silence as they all realized they could understand every word that was spoken. And they were praising God. It seemed like the whole place was going up in flames. And the prophecy of that old guy, Joel, had just been fulfilled right then and right there. And then all of that same suddenness, all of those things that had separated people in that crowd from each other, language, nationality, political views, social class, race, national origin, just didn't matter anymore. And you know something? To this very day, they still don't. Because God has declared, as in the words of the prophet Joel, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. That spirit is God's Holy Spirit, sent to be with us and among us and between us, constantly remind us that here, in God's universe, there's no more other. There's no more something out there. No more slave or free. No more black, brown, or white. No more citizen or migrant. No more rich or poor. No more gay or straight. No more cis or trans. No more us or them, no more. We can all speak the same language, the language of love for each other, and be understood. We're just a bunch of God's beloved, doing the best we can in a world that seems upside down, but is in fact held together in God's hand and God's love by that Spirit, that Advocate, who is on our side and who desires to live within us, making us all able to endure, to love each other, and to move on together in service of God's new world. It's called the Kingdom. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Please stand as you are able, and let us all renew our baptismal vows. Do you reaffirm your renunciation of evil and renew your commitment to Jesus Christ?
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers?
I I will God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will with God's help.
May Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us a new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and bestowed upon us the forgiveness of sins, keep us in eternal life by his grace, in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Let us join together and offer prayers for the church and for the world.
Holy God, we give thanks for the coming of the Holy Spirit. We ask that the gifts of the Spirit may be revealed in all your people. We pray for all who have the gifts of preaching, pastoral care, and administration. We ask that one day your whole church will be one body. Breathe on us, breath of God.
And fill us with new life.
We pray for all who use their talents to enrich and beautify our world, for artists, writers, craftspeople, and broadcasters, for all who bring us into a fuller and richer life. We pray in thanksgiving for the beautiful diversity of the world you have made, of people, languages, beliefs, and expressions, of flora, fauna, and ecosystems, for all you have created out of your infinite creativity and all you sustain through your unending love. We give thanks today for those who are graduating from all levels of school and all programs of study, especially George, Joe, Alexandra, Maggie, Tamsin, Eden, Francis, Magdalena, Jerry, Kalia, Manuela, and Isla. Breathe on us, breath of God.
And fill us with new life.
We give you thanks for the working of the Spirit in our lives, for the gifts we have been given, and for the guidance we have received. We pray for those who have been our teachers and educators. Breathe on us, breath of God.
And fill us with new life.
We remember all whose gifts go unused through fear or opposition, as well as all who feel thwarted in their ambitions and talents, or are afraid to take risks. We remember all whose lives are restricted by health challenges and all who are frustrated by the limitations placed on them. We pray for all who face illness, injury, or other difficulties, especially those on our parish prayer list.
We pray for the people of Los Angeles.
Breathe on us, breath of God.
And fill us with new life.
We give thanks that you are the God of life, the one who always finds ways to restore and renew us. We give thanks for the promise of everlasting life in your beloved community. We remember before you our departed friends and loved ones and pray that they may share with your saints in glory. Breathe on us, breath of God.
And fill us with new life.
Almighty and most merciful God, grant that by the indwelling of your Holy Spirit we may be enlightened and strengthened for your service. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Good morning. You may be seated for the announcements. We have a very full yellow sheet today. And first of all, I want to start by thanking all of the people who brought their different languages and abilities to us this morning. That was so, yes, I think everyone deserves a round of applause. That was really, really wonderful. After church today, we have coffee hour outside, but we are also having an information session about education for ministry, commonly called EFM. There's information in here about it, but really it is a program that I think you have to learn about in order to understand just the depth of it and the richness of it. We've had many people in our parish who have already gone through it, but it is changing. It's, you know, 50 years old, so they've changed it periodically, and I think there will be something new for people, especially if you haven't gone through it. I hope you will attend the information session if you're at all interested. We're hoping to start up again in the fall. And if you can't come to the information session, but you are curious, you can just go ahead and write the office or call Janet, and we'll keep you on a list so we can keep you informed about what's going on with that. There's a lot else in here. There are links to some really good articles that have been written by members of the church. There's information about a new group, an Oasis group that is starting up with in the diocese. We also had people at the Pride Festival yesterday, which was great, and there is in the Narthex during June, which is Pride Month here, we will keep up that little information, I don't know what to call that, it's like a bulletin board, no, there's a different word for it, but anyway, there's information back there about the timeline of LGBTQ+ acceptance in the Episcopal Church and some of what we've done here at St. Martin's too. Anyway, I won't read through all of this, but lots going on with webinars, with ways to be involved in helping out with some of our ministry partners. We have Stake has some information in here. Yin is having a fundraiser. We're still working with DCMH a couple more times throughout the summer. So please do take this home and keep track of as much of that as you can. I'm about to call up the graduates, but before I do that, in the back we have our ushers have some goodie bags. So if you are new here, if you've never received a welcome bag, you will want to raise your hand so that we can give you one of those. I don't know if I see any new, what's that? It's got chocolate in it. Yeah, I don't know if I'm seeing any new faces, but if you just really want a goodie bag, you can just raise your hand and the ushers will bring you one. All right, we have a list of our graduates here, And if you are here, if you're listed here, or if you're not, but you have graduated from a program, we've got everything from, I think, kindergarten or preschool on up, please come forward. We want you to be recognized. I know some of you are here. You have to just like, yes, all right, let's start seeing some of you guys. Come on forward. Pierre, aren't you on here? No, you're not on here. George is on here. Somebody's on here. Like, anybody over there? No? Okay. I feel like, well, all right. This is great. This is great. Now I'm going to really stretch you and have you introduce yourself and say what you graduated from.
I'm Maggie. I graduated with an MCD degree at UC Berkeley.
UC Berkeley, good job, yes.
I'm Alexandra, but everyone calls me Allie. I also graduated from UC Berkeley, and I got a double major in psychology and theater.
Yay.
Hi, I'm Kalia, and I just finished sixth grade at North Davis.
I'm Joe. I just finished my bachelor's degree in Spanish and linguistics at UC Davis.
All right.
Hi, I'm Jerry, and I just graduated sixth grade at Pioneer.
Hi, I'm Ayla. I just graduated from Peace School.
Oh, awesome. Okay. And if you guys want to stay up here, or you don't have to, but we have a couple of other celebrations and milestones, and then we're all going to pray.
Okay, so David and Jean Lyons are celebrating their 72nd wedding anniversary. Woo-hoo! 72. Congratulations. And oh yeah, I have a celebration. Today is the 12th anniversary of my ordination to the diaconate. Woo-hoo!
All right, I don't want to leave anybody else out. Okay, Nick? Nick had a birthday, excellent. Anyone else? Okay, then let's turn to page 5. At the bottom of page 5, there's a prayer. You guys can stay. Okay, all right. You guys can go. You got your chocolate. I see what's important. Okay. We'll say the prayer together. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For communion today, we're at the altar rail. Remember that when you come forward, you can choose which side, but you will. There will be an usher up front. Whichever side you go to, you wait for the usher to let you know that it's time to fill in. We fill in starting from the back and move toward the front. And as we've been doing it for some time now, on this side, there's intinction, where the bread goes into the wine first. And on this side, the bread and the wine are separate. And our bread is homemade, gluten-free, and vegan. So we try to make sure that everyone knows that they are welcome to receive communion here. You can also come forward and cross your arms, meaning you would prefer a blessing. And if you can't come forward, let an usher know so that we can bring communion to you. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Take it, O souls of mine, thy peace. Thou who art.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right to give you thanks and praise, O Lord our God, sustainer of the universe.
Glory to you.
At your command, all things came to be, shining light and enfolding dark, the vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile Earth, our island home. By your will, they were created and have their being. From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with the capacity for memory, reason, and skill. You made us stewards of your creation. Glory to you forever and ever. But we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another. Again and again you called us to return. Through prophets and sages you revealed your righteous law. In the fullness of time you sent your son, born of your servant Mary. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. By his death, he opened to us the way of freedom and peace. Glory to you forever and ever. Therefore, we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope, to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. Blessed are you, Lord our God, for sending us Jesus the Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving, we celebrate Christ's death and resurrection as we await the day of his coming. Glory to you forever and ever. Therefore, we who have been redeemed by Jesus Christ and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Sanctify us also, and let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name. Glory to you forever and ever. Pour out your Spirit upon the whole earth and make it your new creation. Gather your church together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom, where peace and justice are revealed, that we, with all your people of every language, race, and nation, may share the banquet you have promised. Through Christ, and with Christ, and in Christ, all honor and glory are yours, Creator of all. Glory to you forever and ever. Amen. And now, first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Oh,
Please rise as you are able for the post-communion prayer. Let us pray. God of abundance, you have fed us with the bread of life and cup of salvation. You have united us with Christ and one another, and you have made us one with all your people in heaven and on earth. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your redeeming love to the world and continue forever in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. God the Creator, Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit, our Comforter and Advocate, bless you and keep you in eternal love.
Amen.
Let us go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.